The in-phase component
is the total received signal projected on the horizontal axis, and this is the quadrature phase component Q.
So I is Gaussian with mean C, and Q is Gaussian. My central limit theorem says that I can write my probability distribution as jointly independent Gaussian random variables with a certain variance sigma squared. Now, I'm not exactly interested in what is the in-phase and quadrature phase component, because at the receiver, I don't really know what was in-phase and what was quadrature phase. I only see one received signal. I only see the red vector. So I'm interested in the total amplitude. I'm interested in amplitude rho. So I have to do a conversion into polar coordinates. I'm expressing rho and a phase angle. And then I have to throw out my phase angle. So I have to integrate this for all possible values of phi. Problem here is, if we integrate phi from 0 to 2 pi, we have exponent minus cosine phi. So if we solve this integral, you get this nasty expression with a Bessel function here, where we see as parameters this sigma squared, which is the variance of all these reflections. And that's what we call the total scattered power, Q bar. So the total scattered power is equal to sigma squared, the variance of all the in-phase and quadrature phase components. And C is the amplitude of the known component. The power in the known deterministic component is, of course, C squared times 1/2, because we're talking about sinusoidal signals.